Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Subrashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world and called for a collective effort to advance a peaceful, balanced and sustainable world. He said yoga should guide the world from conflict to cooperation.
दुर्भाग्य से आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही, कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है। ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है। योगा इज द पॉज बटन दैट ह्यूमैनिटी नीड्स टू ब्रीथ, टू बैलेंस, टू बिकम होल अगेन.
Addressing the celebrations on the 11th International Day of Yoga along the scenic coastline at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister said, yoga is the pause button humanity needs to breathe, to balance, to become whole again. PM Modi said, this year's Yoga Day theme, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds us how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations. He said to spread yoga in the world, India is further strengthening the science of yoga through modern research, and the major medical institutions of the country are engaged in research on yoga. International Day of Yoga is being observed with zeal across the country. President Draupadi Murmu took part in a yoga camp held at the police line in Dehradun today. Highlighting India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage, the president said the global community now holds greater respect for yoga, with people across continents reaping its benefits. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla led the celebrations for the International Day of Yoga at Parliament premises. Arunachal Pradesh also joined the rest of the globe to celebrate the 11th International Day of Yoga today. Yoga events and sessions were organized across the state by government departments, NGOs, educational institutions and others. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, alongside Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, State Minister Kento Jini and Indian Army soldiers, participated in the Yoga Day celebrations at Chuna in Tawang district. Khandu lauded the dedication of Indian Army towards integrating yoga into their rigorous routines, even in the challenging terrains and weather conditions of frontier areas of Arunachal Pradesh. At Raj Bhavan, the IDY celebrations was led by Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik. Speaking on the occasion, the governor expressed hope that the day would inspire more and more individuals to incorporate yoga into their lives. He conveyed heartfelt gratitude to the yoga teachers, practitioners and wellness champions whose dedication continues to keep this ancient tradition vibrant and relevant. Home Minister Mama Nathung, along with his advisor Muchu Mithi and DGP Anand Mohan, attended the Yoga Day program at Police Training Center, Bandedwa. The Home Minister later flagged off 7 PCR vehicles for pink patrolling for 7 women police stations across Itanagar, Jiro, Pasighat, Tawang, Sepa, Alo and Teju towards enhancing the safety of women and children. In the capital city, a Yoga Sangam event was held at 6 Kilo, where State Education Minister P.D. Sona and Health Minister Biuram Wage participated along with hundreds of people. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly also observed the 11th International Day of Yoga with a special yoga session at the Assembly Complex. The session, attended by Speaker Tissam Pongte along with MLAs and Assembly officials, emphasized physical fitness, mental well-being and unity. In a significant gesture of regional solidarity, India has extended its evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to include citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka stranded in Iran. According to a social media post on X, this move follows formal requests from the governments of Nepal and Sri Lanka. The Indian embassy in Tehran will now coordinate assistance and evacuation for nationals of the two South Asian neighbors alongside Indian citizens. Iran and Israel have threaded fresh air attacks as their conflict pushes into a second week, with diplomatic efforts showing no signs of meaningful progress. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.